This is Jack Vaughn for SearchSOA.com. Today we are talking with Leonard Feshkins, Vice President and Professional Lead, the Open Group. Len, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, Jack. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, good to speak with you. Do you have a feeling, as we're several years into this evolution, are people having trouble with the A in SOA? Are they having difficulty with the architecture? What do you think?
Sure. The short answer is yes, because I think people are having trouble with architecture in general. One of the things that I've seen a lot of is, you know, a lot of people call themselves architects, do so because it's a nice title, and it's, you know, people do architecture for a very specific reason, and I think the most compelling reason is around alignment. But it isn't just a question of being really good at something. I mean, in order to achieve that alignment, you have to know how to do that. And I think the thing that's most interesting to me as a real old timer in the business is the sort of I've seen this all before kind of sensation with respect to service-oriented architecture. Way back when I first started programming, everybody was convinced that subroutines were going to do all the things that SOA is going to do for us. And I heard the same pitches about how, subroutines are going to make it possible for people to be responsive and save time, and reduce redundancy, and we'll only have to write it once and all of that stuff. And then...
Not just submarines, but also components and objects. And
Yep. And we're seeing pretty much the same thing with services. Now, there is something different about services, and that is, unlike subroutines and objects, services are a concept that makes sense to the business.
Okay.
And so services as a unit of modularity held up the real promise of making it possible for the IT folks and the business folks to have some common denominator, some common language that they could speak that would facilitate alignment. But, you know, alignment is a two-sided coin. The IT guys have to align with something on the business side, and when we talk about service-oriented architecture, we're almost always talking about service-oriented IT architecture.
Yeah.
Most of the investment has gone into creating infrastructure on the IT side. And I'd be happy to see a counterexample, but the sense I get is that there hasn't been a whole lot of investment on restructuring the business in terms of services. An example that I like to use is if the business looks like a bowl of spaghetti because it's very complicated and ad hoc and reflects a lot of legacy decisions and things that just sort of grow like Topsy, if you align that on the IT side, you're going to end up with IT that looks like a bowl of spaghetti too, even if it's structured around this idea of services. So the big problem for me seems to be that we put a lot of attention on doing service-oriented IT architecture and didn't pay a whole lot of attention to service-oriented business architecture.
So does that mean that people outside of development become architects, or that software architects or IT architects move out of IT into the business?
Well, there's some of us who believe that's one way to do it. If you've got people who come out of a technical background who are actually capable of crossing the chasm, so to speak, to the business side and really understanding what's going on the business side. But there's an increasingly large fraction of us who believe that there are aspects that most of what's really interesting about architecture that makes it a discipline that adds value is really technology independent. It's independent of the medium that you implement whatever you're architecting in, and that it's possible to teach business people how to do architecture in the business domain without having them become, you know, programmers or solution architects or whatever. But we're a long way from that, and that's part of the problem with the discipline, and why some people are saying the problem with SOA is as much the A as it is the SO. And that is, we don't really have a deep enough understanding of what architecture is as a discipline to be able to teach it to business people in their language rather than giving them examples of what architecture means in the IT domain and saying, okay, you figure out what that means in your own domain.
And so how is this translated into efforts of the Open Group? Are you trying to forge a dialogue?
Yeah, and we're doing a couple of things there. We've got a business architecture working group that's trying to understand what business architecture might mean and, again, how to express it in language that's business-centric rather than IT-centric. We're trying to develop a model of enterprise architecture where the business isn't just assumed to be everything that's not IT, that the business side has significant structure to it. I mean, you look at the way businesses are organized. There's a legal department, a finance department, you know, a manufacturing department. There are people who worry about logistics. There's accounting. There's HR. And all of these organizations, they really have to worry as much about aligning with the business, so to speak, as IT does, because if they don't, the organization as a whole isn't going to function. So the notion of enterprise architecture applies just as meaningfully to all of these other functions within the enterprise as a whole as it does to IT. But in order for those people to take advantage of that notion, they have to understand, excuse me, what architecture is in a way that makes sense to them, not the way it makes sense to us as IT people. So as I said, there's a group of us at the Open Group who are exploring what this means and how we can develop a notion of enterprise architecture that's meaningful to the other functions within an enterprise besides just IT.
Are there any early takeaways? I mean, from looking at this, have any patterns emerged that are not anti-patterns, patterns that work, you know what I mean?
I think we're converging on an understanding that the important thing about architecture is focusing on the properties of a solution that are necessary and sufficient for it being fit for purpose for its mission. And that rolled off my tongue like that because we've spent a lot of time, you know, trying to come up with language that's non-technical but that captures what we think the real meaning of architecture is. And if you think about architecture being about essentials, about worrying about what's the stuff that you have to get right in order for something to be fit for purpose, and we use the word something quite deliberately because we're not necessarily talking about tech systems implemented with technology. We may be talking about business processes. We may be talking about a legal strategy or whatever. But the idea is that there's some set of stuff that you just have to get right, otherwise you're not going to be aligned with the overall strategy and mission of the enterprise as a whole. And that's what we're starting to think of architecture as meaning and being about. So another thing that we're doing with the Open Group as a way to sort of pilot this or test it or understand it, see if it really works, is we're trying to set up some collaborations with various business schools around training enterprise architects. That is, training enterprise architects as part of the business curriculum rather than as part of the IT curriculum, and seeing if we can get, you know, if this idea makes sense in other parts of the business with people who are really focused on business rather than technology. And this is all very, very much in the very, very early stages at this point and needs some salt.
Lynn, of course, there's something to be said for doing things iteratively and not, in effect, trying to boil the ocean. And when we're talking about changing businesses, these can be big undertakings. So how do you view how this should proceed, how people should proceed if they're going the path you're talking about?
Well, I think you got it exactly right. This is something that you want to do incrementally and iteratively. I've long recommended that people do their enterprise architecture a solution at a time. And by that I mean, you know, identify a reasonably well-defined and bounded business problem and develop an IT solution that supports it but do so in a way that starts laying the foundation for an enterprise architecture. Don't try to go and build an enterprise architecture from scratch, sort of weave it out of whole cloth, and then start forcing everybody to do their solution-oriented projects within that enterprise architecture. Grow the enterprise architecture organically from solutions that address the immediate business needs. And my experience with organizations that have done it that way is that they're far more successful in developing an enterprise architecture that's really actionable and that they really use and that becomes an integral part of the way they run the business, rather than the classic horror story of a bunch of really smart people who got locked in a room for a couple of months, wrote an enterprise architecture that ended up looking like the Manhattan phone directory, and it just sits on a shelf and gathers dust because nobody knows what to do with it. So, it's not only possible, I think it's necessary. I think it's the only realistic way you can develop an enterprise architecture. And the only way you can be reasonably confident that the enterprise architecture that you are developing really addresses the things that are important to you.
Len, thanks much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. And that's Jack Vaughn for SearchSOA.com.